let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy and Sherry.
And good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Sherry. And I'm Sandy. This is Home Show Garden Pros you are listening to. And it is an exciting time. We're moving into another busy planting and landscape.
Always something to do here.
Yes. So good morning. And it's the last Saturday of 23.
Yes.
So I just wrote down our date on my little note sheet, and it's 1-2-3-0-2-3-2-3.
Yes.
So that's kind of fun.
Lots of twos and threes.
Yeah. So it's the last Saturday that we have of the year here on Home Show Garden Pros. And I'm Sandy here with Sherry, and we co-host this Home Show Garden Pros. So thank you for joining us early this morning. It was sort of an interesting start for us all at the studio. We had all sorts of funny things going on. Mm-hmm. We had to walk over wet concrete.
Yeah, lots of improvements.
Yes. And then we had some board things that we are
new equipment
through. So it's like 1 week off and we're like, whoa,
how do we do this?
Yes. So good morning. We are so glad to have you with us. And to remind you, Home Show Garden Pros, you can call us at 281-833-3333. It's an easy number, and we talk about everything landscaping, gardening, lawns. We talk a lot about lawns,
weeds, weather.
Yes. So don't feel like your question is something we've talked about, because it probably is, but you weren't listening, and that's perfectly fine. So give us a call, and there's always a new version to something,
right?
Isn't there? You know, somebody's bugs or issues or grass not growing. You know, and Sherry is here she can answer anything, lawn, landscaping,
and if
garden.
I can't, I know where to find the answers.
That's true. Yes. So give Sherry a call at 281-833-3333. It's such an easy number, and we have so much fun with our callers. Mm-hmm. We have some regulars, and we have folks who call and say, this is my first time calling in, and we love those.
Yeah, and, 2024 is just around the corner.
It is.
And so this is our planning phase. We get into the garden.
Right.
We are lucky to live in Houston, Gulf Coast region, where you can, garden year round.
Mm-hmm.
So, you could get out and do gardening right now, or you can take a break and do some planning.
Right.
I know a lot of the garden, Home Show Garden Pro nurseries take a break right now, shut down, give their employees a break, because we do garden year round.
Right.
So it's work. So check with your home show, your nearest nursery that you, shop at before you hop in the car and go over. Make sure that they're open this week.
Right. And it's like you say, it's the perfect time. We can kind of sit back, have our coffee this morning, and, make some lists or, plan on what you want to dabble in out in the yard.
Yeah. Because there's so much.
Yeah, there's so much. And then, then you've got your list ready to go next week and you can go shopping at our Home Show Garden Pros. And that reminds me, Sherry, I need to remind everyone who the Home Show Garden Pros are, because they rotate through here every Saturday morning and we just love our pros, we call them. And they include Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. Mm-hmm. They're out in Katy. And then we have Plants for All Seasons, and they're on 249. So that's kind of north, almost northish. And then we have Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens, and they're Richmond and Rosenberg area. Nature's Way Resources, which is much more north between Conroe and the Woodlands. And then Spring Gardens Nursery, which is in Spring.
It's south of the Woodlands.
Yeah, so. South of the Woodlands.
So we got you covered.
We do. And they're all – it's so fun to go to all of them.
Right.
So make your list and start thinking. But not a stressful list.
No.
Gardening and landscaping is super fun.
And I like to, tell people – you can sit back and observe first.
I love that. I learned that from you.
Before you get out and react to everything. Because if you just go out in the yard and you're just going to, weekend warrior it, you're going to see all these problems.
Right.
And
if you can sit
back and go, okay, what are the issues and how am I going to battle them?
Right.
Weeds being one of the number one issues, I think. A lot of people think weeds are there to ruin their life.
Exactly.
But if we can sit back and go, well, why are they there?
Right.
Mother Nature wants her soil covered. Mm-hmm. So if we're not putting mulch or growing something to outcompete the weeds,
right,
there's going to be a weed.
Yeah.
So kind of come up with a battle plan on how you're going to attack those things to get control so that you're not always, pulling weeds, like you and Kelly just love pulling weeds.
We like pulling weeds. Now, I'm not encouraging those weeds to come. So weeds, if you're listening,
yes,
you don't need to, you don't need to be popping up in my yard. But yes,
that but come is, up with a battle constant. Plan and, you know, understand why they're there.
Right.
And that's the biggest thing. If you don't understand why they're there, you can call and find out.
Yes, exactly. And that's what's so fun. It's a little bit of a mystery. It's kind of you can use it as a game, you know.
Sure.
Figuring it out. And I remember you and Kelly were talking about the weeds also. Is someone called in about a specific one, and you said, it's going to go away. You can pick it up. You can pull it out.
Yeah.
Or just leave this one.
Yeah, know which ones are going to compete actively, like in your grass in particular.
Yeah.
You know, you want to only treat the ones that could out-compete actively healthy growing St. Augustine.
Mm.
But if a weed is out-competing St. Augustine, there's usually a problem.
Right, because as you say, St. Augustine is our
biggest weed we grow.
I love that.
Right?
Right. And it's pretty tough and strong.
It is.
And right now you may be noticing it's a little tired.
It's in a sleepy,
okay.
You know, slow growth. It's still growing.
Yeah. But don't panic. But if you're new here and you're not quite sure what it's supposed to look like, this is what it's supposed to look like.
Yeah. And, you know, weeds are going to take the lead here soon, especially with the warm temperatures that we're having through the days. You're going to have some, weed growth.
Right.
That looks like it's out competing your St. Augustine, but that's just not the case.
Yeah. And that's just right now.
Just the St. Augustine's not growing.
Yes. So it's in dormancy.
Yes.
And we love our St. Augustine because it's pretty tough. So if you've got St. Augustine or Bermuda, give us a call at 281-833-3333. We can talk more about grass and our landscaping, what we need to do in the months ahead, the days ahead. And this is Home Show Garden Pros. So give us a call at 281-833-3333. And we will return right after this.
Unleash a symphony of colors in your garden with Color Star from Nelson Plant Food, the premium fertilizer for all flowering plants, annuals, perennials, bulbs, and flowering shrubs. Color Star is the secret to vibrant blooms. Elevate your garden, make your flowers happy, and let Color Star bring out the best in every petal. Pick up Color Star and all Nelson Plant Food at a Home Show Garden Pro near you. Learn more at nelsonplantfood.com.
Landscaping, like fashion, quickly shifts from chic to outdated. Keeping yours ahead of the trends is easy. Piercescapes updates your home's curb appeal with a timeless touch, from design and installation to maintenance. Whether you prefer lush gardens, sleek hardscaping, or something in between, Piercescapes brings your vision to life. 3 decades of restoring and enhancing Houston yards makes Piercescapes your fashionable choice. Get started now. Visit piercescapes.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
This is Leo with Nature's Way Resources. This holiday season, give the gift of black gold. Yep, that's right. Our famous leaf mold compost, the gift of nature that keeps on giving. Discover our fantastic collection of nature-inspired gifts. Delight your loved ones with locally sourced honey, educational books, a diverse selection of seeds, and more. Plus, our gift cards offer the freedom to explore and choose from our extensive range of gardening essentials. But that's not all. As the weather remains favorable, now is the perfect time to show your flower bed some TLC. Take proactive steps for the winter ahead by applying a protective layer of organic native mulch. Nature's Way Resources provides a variety of top quality mulch options to ensure your garden thrives through the colder months. Located north on I-45, take the 1488 exit, head east across the railroad tracks, turn right, and you'll run right into us. Visit us today and benefit from the expertise of our knowledgeable staff for the best mulching practices. Happy holidays from Nature's Way Resources, nurturing nature and nurturing your holiday spirit. And now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Yes, nurturing your ways, nurturing our gardens and our lawns and landscaping. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can give Sherry and Sandy a call at 281-833-3333. And we're talking all about, we're going into the new year.
Yes.
Now, we're not going to make these strict resolutions. We're just going to chill out, but we're going to enjoy that lawn and garden. I feel like that's what it's all about. Just I want to enjoy it to the max.
Yes. I turn the TV off and go outside.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. When I walk out there and take that deep breath, I mean, it just, I don't care if it's 101. Well, mm-hmm. I do. But, you know, it's just, it's beautiful to get involved and be outside in your lawn and garden. And if you need help, call us at 281-833-3333. That's what we're here for. Mm-hmm. Kind of walk you through whatever it is. And there's always something going on in the lawn and garden. So don't hesitate. We're here every Saturday morning, Home Show Garden Pros. And we've got Ernie on the line. Good morning, Ernie. How are you?
Good morning. Doing good.
What's on your mind about your lawn and garden?
You just hit it on the head when you talked about the grass.
Yes.
We have that. I'm not sure what kind of grass I have, but we came back from a week's vacation during the heat wave where it made nobody water. Mm-hmm. And our whole front lawn was gone. Oh. It's like terrible.
Yeah. It's probably St. Augustine then.
Yeah. Yeah. Was that July, August? Was that in the summer?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay. So then what did you do when you got back and saw that it was pretty sad?
Just watered it when they said we could water, which is a couple of times a night, and as it, or, you know, about 2 days a week or whatever.
Yeah.
And it didn't help any at all, unfortunately.
So now you have no grass.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
All right.
So your 2024 plan is recovering the lawn.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. And do you want to go back in with St. Augustine? I'm assuming you're in a neighborhood, right?
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Absolutely. So I'm not sure what to do. Do I just see it? And if you said St. Augustine, that's like that crabby looking thing where it just grows and grows like in a like a long line. You pull one piece out. And uh-huh. It's like,
St. Augustine does that, but Bermuda does that as well in some varieties of Zoysia. So you just kind of have to decide, you know, what lawn do I want? If you're in a neighborhood that has St. Augustine, I would say just go back with St. Augustine. Mm-hmm. Get an identification, you know, take it to a Home Show Garden Pro and make sure that you're dealing with St. Augustine.
Gotcha.
Because if you have neighbors with St. Augustine and you go in with Bermuda or Zoysia or, you know, whatever, mm-hmm. St. Augustine's the more dominant. It's over time going to take over. So
gotcha.
Might as well just go back in with some St. Augustine. Now, whether Perfect. You do that from plug or from sod, those are your two options. You can sprig it or you can sod it. There's no seed. St. Augustine, the desirable varieties are sterile from seed. Yeah, so if you want to do seed just to get something growing, you could do Bermuda, and then over time, the St. Augustine from your neighbors will creep in. So,
gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's,
beautiful.
You know, but the biggest thing I would say is soil prep. You know, now that you're starting with a blank slate, mm-hmm. I would put a little layer of compost down, not topsoil, but compost.
Okay.
And maybe something like the MicroLife Humates Plus. That'll be mm-hmm. a good base to, you know, get it growing, get it rooted really well. And then, you know, plug or sod. And you could do
Beautiful.
That really any time. If you can find sod right now,
mm-hmm.
roots will grow all winter.
Yeah.
Ah, there you go.
Okay.
Excellent. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Well, thanks for the call, Ernie.
Bye.
Bye. Have a great new year.
Yes.
Now, once he gets that sod down, mm-hmm. maybe in the next couple of weeks or next month, whenever, prevention in that summer heat.
Yeah.
So there are a few things that we can do, right? To
yeah.
sort of.
Absolutely. Like, what's the difference between the yard that suffered
yes.
and the yard that didn't suffer?
Right.
And what you're going to find is, like, if we did a soil probe test, you're going to have more organic material in the yard that didn't need as much water, because organic material and microbes, mm-hmm. a nice healthy environment is going to hold on to water better.
Okay.
So if you can increase your organic material, even people that didn't lose their yards, but they were struggling to keep them watered, you could start, you know,
yes.
aeration, compost, top dressing, all the things we talk about
yeah.
to build that soil so that when we do have that stressful time where you can't water as much, your yard doesn't struggle.
Right. It has a fighting chance.
It does.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good. Well, I hope Ernie heard that also. Excuse me. It's all about the soil.
All about the soil.
Yes.
All about the organic material, the diversity of your microbes. Mm-hmm. That's what's going to get you through these stressful times.
Yeah. Very good. So on the sod, what's going to happen if I put down some sod, say, in the next couple of weeks and we have mm-hmm. a freeze?
If we have a hard freeze and you don't have it rooted, you could lose some. But,
okay.
You know, you look in the extended forecast, it doesn't look like we're going to have anything like
yeah.
that. So
yeah.
I think you'd be okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, and I loved your, you know, reminding people, get that compost down,
mm-hmm.
Humates Plus.
Do the preparation. You
yes.
know, it's if you do all that prep work, and it'll be a lot of work in the beginning,
yeah.
the results in the end are worth it.
Right. And then less water, hopefully.
Less water, less stress.
Yes.
Less having to fertilize.
Yeah. Beautiful lawns. Mm-hmm. So this is Home Show Garden Pros. If you've just joined us with your coffee or tea this morning, I'm sitting here on the 30th of December.
Yeah.
Very exciting. I'm Sandy here with Sherry, and we are co-hosting the Home Show Garden Pros, and we're every Saturday morning. And I just want to remind you that our pros are Nelson Erson Water Gardens, Plants for All Seasons, Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens, Nature's Way Resources, and Spring Gardens Nursery. Mm-hmm. And they're all experts, and we trust them immensely. Beautiful locations to go and visit. Mm-hmm. But like Sherry said, let's make our list today, and we'll go and visit them at the beginning of the week next week, because some of them are off, but you can check and see.
And yeah, just get online and make sure that your nursery you're going to visit is open.
Right.
Yeah,
right. Because we do get to landscape and garden all year round, which is super fun. But
A lot of work for the nursery people.
Yes, and I bet you they're making lists, and shipments are coming in all the time. So there's always going to be new stuff that you can, add to your garden and landscaping. Mm-hmm. So this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And you can call us at 281-833-3333, just like Ernie did. We had a little grass question, and your grass question may be different. 281-833-3333. We can talk about veggie gardens and any sort of fruit trees. That's going to be coming up very soon. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk to you after this.
Trees are the earth's lungs. They purify the air, keeping things cool, and Lord knows we could use that. But, as you know, trees can't speak, and that is where we come in. Hi, I'm Ed Dolphin, certified arborist and the brains behind the Woodlands Tree Experts. With over 30 years of tree care experience, we can diagnose all of your tree-related issues from roots below the soil to the tip of the branches, from pruning to removal, insect control, even fertilization issues. We keep your trees healthy, looking good, and safe. Let us speak for your trees. TheWoodlandsTreeExperts.com.
When you're ready for that lawn you've dreamed of, choose Best Choice Lawn Aeration to elevate your outdoor space. Best Choice has a team of experts that know that aeration is the key to unlocking healthy, vibrant lawns. Loosening your compacted soil will ensure optimal air, water, and nutrient circulation to the roots, resulting in lush, green, and resilient grass. Level up your lawn game and aerate it with Best Choice Lawn Aeration and experience the difference. BCAerationTX.com.
More carbon is a good thing for your plants and soil. Carbon-rich fertilizers are best for both this time of year. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We were just talking about birds and what's going on in our landscape.
Kelly,
and garden.
Kelly's up in Arkansas. Yeah. She's giving me a bird count in our backyard there.
Yes, yes. So that's another topic we can talk about later. We're not bird experts, but Sherry really loves her birds.
We love watching the birds.
Yes. So we're planning. I hate to use that word because it can be scary. We're looking forward.
It's like the budget word, right?
Yeah.
And that's scary.
That's scary. So we're looking ahead. Okay, yes. So what are we doing next? What's in our lawn and garden next? And the one thing you should always have in your garage is microlife.
Oh, yes.
Okay, some sort of microlife, because there are times when you need it here or there. Mm-hmm. And then there's sometimes you need it throughout your lawn. So microlife is a staple. Yeah. It is a must,
especially if you live
garden.
In Houston and you're lucky enough to have amazing products like Microlife available to you. You know, other places in the U.S., they don't have the availability.
Yes.
And I have sold these products all over the U.S. because they're like, you talk about Microlife.
Yeah.
How do I get it? So Microlife is locally owned and operated. They're down in the Heights and they're just high quality organic inputs that are very soil focused. So like the Humates Plus we talk about all the time, it is loaded with microbes to inoculate the soil. If you can inoculate the soil with good microbes and you can build the organic material that way, you can have water savings in the long run. Less disease, less insects.
Right.
So And great products.
They have many products. So they have some liquid products that you hear us talk about, the super seaweed and the ocean harvest.
Yeah.
And then they have the granules. And all of them are easy to use. They're safe around people and pets, which I totally love because we don't have little people anymore, but we've got three, four-leggeds.
Right.
So it's safe. MicroLife is really a must use in your lawn and garden. You can use it everywhere. It's for, you want healthy soils, healthy plants, and it's safe around people. So you can find your MicroLife at any of our Home Show Garden Pros, homeshowgardenpro.com. You can find out where you can find it, or microlifefertilizer.com. It is a must on your shelf, on your garden shelf.
Yes.
I love MicroLife. So check them out and make sure that you have that on your list for the upcoming year because it is going to feed all of your soils.
Yeah, and you know, the super seaweed's great to have on your shelf right now.
Yeah.
Of course, that's my Friday night
date.
Yes. But right now, like this morning, I'm driving to work and I have frost on my windshield.
Uh-huh.
So super seaweed can help your plants get through winter better because it kind of slows the transpiration down.
Oh.
So you're less likely to get frost damage on things.
Okay.
Like right now, my lantana is absolutely stunning.
Happy.
Happy, yes. Happy, happy.
Yeah.
And I think it's one because I use a lot of the MicroLife products so they can get through the stressful environment. The summer that we had, and now the winter. So normally, your perennials kind of slow down when we start getting frosts. Mine aren't skipping a beat.
Okay, so it's not going to confuse them.
Because
that's what I hear people say, no, you don't feed your plants because it's going to confuse them. I'm like,
yeah, but when you're using organic things, it's different. It's not pushing on a huge amount of growth, like some of your high nitrogen fertilizers will do that just push growth, and then they're very tender after that because they have all that new tender growth.
Yeah.
It's a more slow, sustainable kind of growth.
And I think I need to get out there because it's been a month since I've done any super seaweed, and I like to kind of do that on a routine.
Yeah, and right before a freeze, if we're going to have a freeze, within 12 hours, put your seaweed out.
Yeah. That's good to know. And you just put it, you know, just mix it with the water, put it on your little sprayer, and it's so
spray it
easy.
Or soak it, whatever. Yeah. However, just get it
and
out.
If it gets on you, it's not harmful or, you know, so that's great. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Sandy and Sherry are here taking your calls at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And let me remind you that we have a website, of course, and let me tell you, it is a great website. I guess I'll brag about that, but it's homeshowgardenpros.com, and it has all of our pros listed on there.
Right.
Just right away. So you can, you know, if you ever forget, okay, where was the one up near, you know, between the Woodlands and Conroe or off of 240?
Yeah, you can locate the nurseries, but also all of our sponsors.
Yes, they're all
if
on
if you
there.
Need an arborist, you know, we had Ed Dauphin. If you need your lawn aerated, you know, we have Best Choice. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there's great information on there.
Right, good information, and it's it's tried and true because we're careful on, we don't just take anybody to join us on the show. You know, we like people who are going to help you nurture your lawn.
Yeah.
And these are our go-tos. Mm-hmm. So make sure that you go to homeshowgardenpros.com and you can also listen to us on podcasts.
Yes. So if you missed the show or if there was something you just couldn't remember.
Right, right. So go to however you download your podcast. So just keep that in mind. And so we're always here for you, really.
Mm-hmm.
But right now we're here at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. What are you looking forward to doing in your lawn and garden in the next couple of weeks? And if you don't know, we can give you some hints. And we will talk to you after this.
Revitalize your lawn from summer stress. Give it what it needs from Landscaper's Pride. Choose the perfect blend from their 27 locally sourced, nutrient-rich green space summer antidotes. Healthy soil compost, mushroom compost, and enriched topsoil, perfect for repairing and restoring. Bring the green back to your green spaces. Landscaper's Pride blends are specifically designed to heal and nourish Texas yards and gardens. Find Landscaper's Pride at the Garden Pro near you. Learn more at landscaperspride.com. Landscaperspride.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
and good morning. Yes, this is Home Show Garden Pros with Sandy and Sherry. Sherry is sitting here, just cannot wait to talk to our callers lining up here at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. But first, we want to remind you about wonderful plants that you need to be looking for mm-hmm. at our Home Show Garden Pros.
Right, Plants for Texas. Mm-hmm. It's a great program that Magnolia Garden has designed of over 40 different varieties of hardy, resilient, tried and true, tested plants that grow well here in the Gulf Coast region.
Yes. They have grown them and they've nurtured them and they've figured it out over the years, mm-hmm. the decades. Mm-hmm. These are the plants that are good go-tos.
They can make it through our hot and our cold and
Yeah, so if you've got areas that you need to fill in mm-hmm. or a new bed that you want to create, these are great plants to look for. And they're in like a putty-colored mm-hmm. Gallon pot, and they've got a Texas logo on there, and they've got your tag in there, and they're plants for Texas. And like you said, 40 different varieties, perennials, mm-hmm. ornamental grasses, which are beautiful. I have some new ornamental grasses, uh-huh. which I hadn't gone to before, and I love them, and succulents. Mm-hmm. So a great variety, and they've already figured it out.
Yes,
for us.
They did all the work.
Yeah. So I love their saying is green thumb optional.
Yes.
So Plants for Texas, look for those putty-colored pots at all of our Home Show Garden Pros.
And if you don't see them, just go ask
them.
Where they are and if they can get them in.
Right. And we had a whole bunch of them in the studio. And mm-hmm. I think over the last few weeks, people have sort of
taken them home.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
They needed
planted.
A good home.
Yes. So Plants for Texas, look for that pot at all of our Home Show Garden Pros. Look for the Texas flag in the gallon pot, Texas-shaped tag. And the website is plantsfortexas.com.
Yeah. So when you're doing your garden planning,
yes.
you can go on, see what they have, and then it's the try to wait and for the nurseries to have them.
Right.
Because it's not, you don't have all of the varieties in all the time. You got to mm-hmm. wait for them to be ready.
Exactly. So, yeah. But I love that because, we can count on our Home Show Garden Pros and we can count on Plants for mm-hmm. Texas. So the combination is wonderful.
Yes.
All right. Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, and we've got Ed on the line. Good morning, Ed.
Morning, ladies. Been a while since I bugged y'all, but let me go.
Oh, it's never bugging us. Call anytime. What is on your list?
My wife planted some pretty flowers, I call them, mm-hmm. plants. You call them whatever you want. A few weeks ago, and I hadn't put down mulch yet.
Okay.
My question is, these beds are kind of relatively new, not planted in before, and I'd done some soil prep. If I want to put down mulch, do I want to put down mulch, or can I run up to Conroe and pick up some leaf mold compost, double that up, and put it down heavy enough? Mm-hmm. As a mulch for this go round, or am I just better off putting mulch down?
So, no, Ed, you definitely could mulch with compost. So, uh-huh. Compost and mulch are basically the same thing. It's just compost is a year older.
It's
more nutrient dense. It's perfectly fine. I do like a hardwood mulch for weed deterrence.
Oh, yes.
But if it's a new bed, you're building it, over time it's getting better and better, you can go ahead and do compost this time. And then as it ages and matures, you can start just using a regular hardwood mulch.
Now,
and that's kind of what I was thinking, too, because I've been using hardwood mulch for the last several years after I finally went organic about 3 years or so ago. Mm-hmm. So I believe in that hardwood mulch, believe me.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. Good stuff. But, I've actually mulched with compost before, and it works great.
Okay. Like coming into the winter in case we uh-huh. have lower temperatures, it'll protect?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, compost is a good insulator as well.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I guess that was my point, the insulation part.
You got it.
Yes.
Right. So. And that's what I was wondering about. And I picked up on before the break, the super seaweed, mm-hmm. I've been using the super seaweed and the ocean harvest quite a bit. So now as I understand it, if I want to get through the winter and put something down now and again. Mm-hmm. That super seaweed is the way to go on these things. Is that what? Okay.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Your plants will thank you for it. They won't get us stressed out when we have our super extremes.
Mm-hmm. I love the super seaweed. Mm-hmm. I mean, you will see the difference, Ed. You'll spray it on there, and Sherry and I do it in the evenings. Mm-hmm. I mean, typically that's kind of our routines. But the next morning, I'm telling you, my plants are smiling at me. It's just really, you can tell that they needed and
the green's a little greener.
Yeah. 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 So what flowers did your wife plant?
I don't know. Oh. You know,
that sounds like me, actually. I don't know. They're really pretty. And Sherry said I should put these. Well, beautiful.
I don't know.
Well,
I always tell, as long as they're going to have color, you do what you want.
I love it.
Because I'm a color buff.
Yes. Well, I love it when you call, and I'm glad that you're her partner in crime on getting these beds taken care of.
Yeah, well, as I've gotten older, I've become a better partner in crime because I release the dollars a little freely now.
That's even better.
Yeah.
Say that really loud, Ed. No, I'm just kidding.
I release the dollars a lot easier now.
Well, tell your wife to keep planting those beautiful flowers, and I love it when you call because we learn something new all the time.
Well, thank y'all for what y'all provide, and it is a lot. And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yes, you too, Ed.
And Sherry, I love the way you reminded us. Compost is basically mulch, but a year older.
Yes.
Yes. So it's remember that.
Yeah, that's what they say up at Nature's Way.
Right.
It's this year's or mulch is next year's compost.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now, that's if you get good mulch,
yes.
Right?
I mean, there are different, you get what you pay for.
Right, right.
In the mulch and the compost world. Mm-hmm. So you want something that's non-dyed.
Yes.
Hardwood, native is going to be the best because it's our native trees and shrubs that are composted down or shredded. Mm-hmm. But the longer it sits there, it turns into compost.
Right.
And then it's healthy and beautiful.
Such a good reminder. Mm-hmm. So, and if you need to know which composts or mulches to buy, just listen on, and we talk about those a lot. Mm-hmm. And you can call us at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, easy phone number. And this is Home Show Garden Pros with Sherry and Sandy, and we will return after this.
How you start is how you finish.
Goes for life, lawn, and gardening.
We can help with two of those.
We're Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens.
Good growing starts with good advice.
And the right stuff.
The kind you'll find in Nelson's.
Plants green and flowering. Hand-selected for our climate.
Plus tools, supplies, and advice from start to finish.
Because a beautiful lawn and garden makes life better.
I guess we can help with all three.
We're Nelson Nursery.
And Water Gardens.
NelsonWaterGardens.com. Just north of I-10 on Katy Fort Bend Road.
My name is Scott McGrath. The first love of my life, Caroline Knightsbury, was attacked by a swarm of killer bees. At her deathbed, I made her two promises. I promised to name my first child Caroline, and I promised to not rest until I killed every insect on planet Earth. Well, now, just 20 years later, and with the help of my son Caroline, we are well on our way to honoring my commitment. If you have a problem with insects at your house, I strongly encourage you to call McGrath Pest Control at McGrathPestControl.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hello, this is Isaac from Spring Gardens Nursery, and I want to talk to you about winter prep. There are several different things that we need to do in order to get ready for winter. First off, I would like to start with a liquid fertilizer. A great example is Super Seaweed MicroLife has a great line. Also, Ocean Harvest. You can also do any of the granular MicroLife fertilizers because they're slow release. You're not going to burn. MicroLife fertilizer is safe for the kids' pets. I also recommend Color Star if you want to give all those flowers more blooms. Color Star is a great fertilizer. Color Star Plus also has a fungicide in it. And then if your plants and your lawn just is looking a little off color, we have some great liquid fertilizers, Iron Plus, and probably one of the last things right before that freeze cloth. But I wouldn't wait till the last minute. I'd come in and get it now. Come see us at Spring Gardens Nursery, 24201 Gosling Road, Spring, Texas. Let's be prepared for the winter and stay warm, y'all. This is Isaac from Spring Gardens, another day in paradise. Back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. Yes, we are Home Show Garden Pros, and Isaac will be joining us next week from Spring Gardens Nursery. Yes. So he will be our Home Show Garden Pros here with Sandy and Sherry. And you can call us. This is a garden show. You can give us a call and ask us all of your questions. You know what? Nothing is a silly or repeated question because it's relating to you. So give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And we've talked a little bit about grasses.
Grass and weeds, that's always the number one.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, if you've got a question, that's perfectly fine to call us, you know, if we're not quite figuring it out with you, you know, because sometimes there can be a disconnect. So give us a call at 281-833-3333. And we talked at one point about, okay, it's the beginning of the new year almost. And we don't want to make this stressful for anybody.
Right.
It's just fun and joyful. But our next steps in the garden, we can start thinking about that and making some, you know, minor plans, what you want to do. Do you want to make a new bed? Do you want to improve some of your grass? But in January and February, you know, you see lots of calendars out. And that can be complicated and scary. And we don't want to make it that way.
Right. No, you know, we garden year round here.
Yes.
And that is going to be an adjustment for a lot of people. You know, Houston has a lot of newbies.
Yes.
Our surrounding area. We have a huge influx of people from other places that garden at different times. And so that'll be the biggest thing. The adjustment of planting schedule.
Yeah, they're like, what? You're working in the yard?
Yes, yeah, especially if you're from more up north. You know, you don't garden in the winter because you have freezes, and we typically don't have that.
Right.
So there's lots of vegetable gardening to be doing right now. Not just beautiful flowers, but, you know, useful edibles that you can put in the garden, and things that you need to start doing to get ready for our spring garden season that takes us into the summer, like preparing the soil. So if you don't have, if you're new and you don't have a garden built, it's building the garden. If you've got your garden built and what do I do now? It's adding compost, adding organic fertilizer like the MicroLife. It's putting your seeds for, you know, there's so much that you can do.
The seeds.
From seed direct in the garden through the winter. Like carrots, for instance. You could go throw some carrot seeds out right now.
See? That's
beets,
fun.
Radishes. Lettuces galore. There's so many lettuces that you can do right
lettuces
now.
Lettuces are happy now. Yeah. They are in very
direct,
happy.
In the garden. You don't have to start them inside and transplant them outside.
Yeah.
Just put them where you want them to grow.
Welcome to Houston.
Yeah. Now, if you wanted to start, let's say, a certain kind of tomato or a certain kind of pepper, and you have – you're going to do that from seed. You have to start those inside right now.
Okay.
In the warmth. And then once winter is, well, I say winter's over, but I always put my transplants out for my tomatoes at the end of January.
Oh,
unless I look at the 10-day and I know there's a real big winter event.
In mid-February.
I'll put them out at the end of January.
Okay.
And then I'll just protect from, you know, little frosts. You know, some years I don't even have to protect them from a frost at the end of January. And they get growing. And some years I have to, you know, do some winter protection.
Yeah.
But it's what we have to do here to get started early, get them going, because we get hot so fast.
Yes, it does. You know, we'll have that chill and then, you know, boom. All of a sudden we have that increase in temperature.
Yeah. And so we want to get them established and sizable and blooming.
Yay.
So that by the time our temperatures are such, they'll start, you know, setting fruit.
Right.
And then you can get a good harvest before we get too hot, which, and, you know, I'm usually harvesting in March and at the end of March, all the way till June.
Right.
And sometimes July.
Yeah.
Depends on the summer.
Yeah. And I remember seeing y'all brought in some of the cucumbers that you had too were amazing last year.
Amazing when I picked them on time.
When you picked them on time.
I let them stay on there. They got huge because I went out of town. Yeah.
And And you can start small. You can just plant a few things in a pot if you want to, you know, give it a try.
Yeah, if you're new and you just aren't ready for the big garden experience, you could do herbs in a pot.
Yeah. It is so satisfying to go out and pull a pepper off of your plant.
Right.
Or, you know, the tomatoes for your salad.
Yes.
So it's worth a try.
Absolutely.
And like you say, it's all about the soil. It's kind of, we're circling back here because we were talking about soil and soil health for your lawn.
Right.
Same thing with our veggie garden.
Well, and if you're going to take your time and energy to do a vegetable garden, you spend some time on your soil so that your outcome is good. Because by the time you realize, well, shoot, it was my soil that was the problem.
Right.
It's already done.
Right.
And now you have to start over.
Right.
So if you can put the work in the beginning – into the soil, the most important part, then you'll have better success.
And now is the great time to do the soil this week. And you can get some veggies in. There's always a time to plant veggies. So get the soil ready and going in a pot or in your veggie garden. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. This is Sandy and Sherry, and you can give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. Are you planting some color, or are you going to plant some veggies? Give us a call, and let's talk about that at 281-833-3333.
When you're ready for that lawn you've dreamed of, choose Best Choice Lawn Aeration to elevate your outdoor space. Best Choice has a team of experts that know that aeration is the key to unlocking healthy, vibrant lawns. Loosening your compacted soil will ensure optimal air, water, and nutrient circulation to the roots, resulting in lush, green, and resilient grass. Level up your lawn game and aerate it with Best Choice Lawn Aeration and experience the difference. BCAirationTX.com.
You can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend. The Woodlands Tree Experts, the arborists that speak for the trees. TheWoodlandsTreeExperts.com. Azomite, remineralizing the soil one bag at a time. Landscapers Pride Mulches and Soils, premium quality and locally sourced. Let's grow together. Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-833-3333.
And good morning. You are listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610 with Sandy and Sherry. She is here just dying to talk to you at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And Sherry, we have all sorts of listeners. We have experts, master gardeners, people who are just listening and hoping to maybe garden and landscape. And then we've got folks who sort of do a little and hire a little.
Yes.
And you know what? That all of that is perfectly fine. However you want to do your landscaping and gardening. And do we have a resource for them?
Oh, yes.
Peerscapes is your go-to. Because if you need a little bit of refreshing or redoing on any of your landscaping, Peerscapes can do it all. They can create an entirely new look or they can improve what you've got.
Right. And they've been in business for, you know, over 30 years.
Right, right.
And Jason, who owns the company, is just a dynamite person.
And you've known him forever.
For a long time.
Yep.
And, you know, you can hire people to do things and do it 10 times and spend a ton of money. Or you can hire the right person and spend it once.
Right.
And that's what you'll get with Peerscapes. Full service. They can do all your lighting, drainage, hardscaping, bed prep, plant selection, full design, everything. And you're going to get the best.
Right. Well, like in construction, what do they call this, turnkey? Like you said, it's full service. So lighting, landscaping, hardscapes, all of that that you've mentioned. And you know what I love? They have quarterly maintenance plans that you can get involved in. And that's such a treat.
Right. Have them in your yard.
Yes.
You know, throughout the year.
Right.
So they can maybe identify a problem before it's a problem.
Right.
And
right.
help you fix it.
And yeah. help you on the bigger stuff.
Yes.
You know, and because if you're one who wants to be in the garden and landscaping, that's great. But sometimes you just need help on the bigger, you know, quarterly maintenance and the sprinkler systems. Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. Keeping up with those is just crazy if you've got one.
Yeah.
So full service. So check out Pierce Scapes. It's P-E-A-R-C-E, Pierce Scapes. And you can call them at 281-370-5060, mm-hmm. piercescapes.com. And I love it because Linda will answer the phone, and she's been there for decades, I think.
Oh, yeah.
So they know what they're doing, full service Pierce Scapes. So give them a call. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610 with Sherry and Sandy. We are taking your calls at 281-833-3333, 833-3333. And Sherry, I'd forgotten earlier to mention that on homeshowgardenpros.com, mm-hmm. people can go in and, yes, it lists all of our pros and everybody that we believe in, all of our sponsors that we use. But it also has an area where you can ask a pro.
Right.
And you can just click on there, and it's so easy. You don't have to have any passwords or anything like that, and mm-hmm. it's free. You can send us a question, and that pops up for us, and you can send a picture.
Right.
That is what is super cool.
Picture is worth so much.
Yes.
When we're trying to diagnose a problem.
Over the radio. Yeah. So you can do that also, and we get questions throughout the week, so you can send those in anytime. Mm-hmm. Or you can send it in during the show and call us.
Yeah.
Because we can chat about it. Yeah. Because sometimes it's a better to have a two-way conversation.
Absolutely.
About those things that you're seeing in your lawn and garden. So it's homeshowgardenpros.com, and you can't miss it. Ask a pro. Or you can just call us right now at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And speaking of, we've got a question here about citrus. Well, specifically peaches, right? From Louie.
So not citrus. No.
Not citrus. Yes. Fruit trees, I guess I should
yes.
say.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. So Louie wants to know, do you know where I can find a peach tree red barren?
Mm-hmm. So, and I'm going to do a quick mm-hmm. little, because, you know, yeah. we get a peach called La Peach.
Ooh, yes.
Sam Houston Peach.
Uh-huh.
Rio Grande and La Festival.
Okay.
Those are, you know, and there may be a few others. Now, Red Baron, I don't believe we get. And I'm thinking that one might be, I don't, you know, I know a lot about a lot, but I don't know everything. When we're talking peach trees and a lot of our deciduous fruit trees.
Okay.
There's something called chill hours, and that's the amount of hours that our area gets below 42 degrees or 40, I think it's 36 and 46 degrees.
Okay.
And to spur on blooming and fruiting, you have to
have that
chill time. So like apples, for instance, mm-hmm. are high chill hours. Even the lower end of the chill hours, which we do have a few, it's still on the high end for what we get. So Red Baron, I'm thinking, gets a little bit, it needs a little more chill than we get.
So maybe more of a north kind of a peach tree, North Texas peach tree.
Right.
Isn't that, to me, that is so interesting that, you know, I want a peach tree. Oh my goodness, and there are varieties to choose from. But that is important to think about, is that chill hours. And that's why you want to go to one of our Home Show Garden Pros.
Oh, Red Baron's actually low. So,
it is a low one.
We'll have to keep looking and see. That, you know, I'll talk to the buyer at our nursery and other Home Show Garden Pros.
Right.
If you just start asking, I'm sure they'll get it. It's low, 250. So,
nice.
I think if you can get anything under 400 here, you're doing good.
Good.
And, you know, some years you'll have a huge fruit set, mm-hmm. and some years will be like, you know, if we don't have much cold, you won't get as many fruit set.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, great. That is such a good question because it brings up so many, you know, variety issues, chill hours. It's something to remember when you're choosing your trees.
Yeah.
Your citrus
and he's in, or Louis is in Cypress. So, you know, plants for all seasons, you can mm-hmm. check.
Yeah.
Starting after the first, because they're closed down until the 4th.
Okay.
But I know fruit trees will start flooding the nurseries here soon.
Yes. So. And that's exciting.
It's just a matter of plugging into, you know, your favorite nursery and, right. and getting on a list.
Right.
You know, a lot of the nurseries have request lists.
Oh, really?
So you say, I want a red berry and peach. Uh-huh. Call me when they come in.
Yeah.
And
okay.
That.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
And we really encourage you to go to the Home Show Garden Pros. Mm-hmm. They're local, family owned, all of our Home Show Garden Pros. And they're bringing in what's going to do well here.
Right.
You know, so they're not just going to sell you some, you know,
yeah,
stick
sometimes
in a box.
You go to the box store and you're yeah. like, oh, I got, you know, three trees and they were $10 each.
Aye, aye, aye.
But they might not be varieties that do well here.
Right. And this question just brought that up, is mm-hmm. the right variety. So all of our Home Show Garden Pros, Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, Plants for All Seasons, Enchanted Forest and Garden, Nature's Way Resources, and Spring Gardens Nursery, they were all guide you in the right direction on
right.
any of your fruit trees.
Yeah, I mean,
and
you
that's coming up.
They all have, you know, buyers that are in the know
right.
on what does best here.
So. Right. So keep that in mind. Oh, I love, that's exciting that fruit trees are, you know, it's the time.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333.
Growing healthier plants is easier when you add Nature's Way Resources Remineralizer. A blend of special Texas mineral-rich sands, Nature's Way Remineralizer provides crucial elements and minerals craved by plants and missing from our Gulf Coast soil. Your garden, yard, and trees will grow stronger, healthier, and resistant to pests. Here's the best part. Your harvest will be more nutritious and delicious. Buy Nature's Way Remineralizer at leading garden centers. There's a location near you at natureswayresources.com. What's in your water is what gets in you. A Kinetico K5 drinking water station from Aquatex filters and purifies every drop. So all you get in your water is water. No system removes more. And since it's customizable and self-cleaning, the K5 makes better water easy. After all, better water means a better you. That's why Tom Tynanhead Aquatex install his K5 drinking water station. Start with a free Aquatex water analysis and see what a K5 from Aquatex can do for you. AquatexWater.com.
Now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi, this is Joey from Enchanted Gardens and Enchanted Forest. Now is a great time to get your onion sets in the garden. Our easy-to-grow onion sets are available in short-day varieties, which are the best types for our area. All produce large, sweet bulbs that store for 2 months or more. Plant now for harvest in April or May. Also, if you need to color up your yard, we've got tons of red and white cyclamen, pansies, violas, snapdragons, and lots more cold-tolerant color. And don't forget, now is a great time to plant evergreen shrubs and trees. If you plant them now, they'll have plenty of time to get established before the heat of next summer comes along. We offer gift cards for that special gardening buddy of yours. It's that time of year where we have to start planning for the cold weather. If you have some sensitive plants that need to be protected this winter, we have frost cloth and frost protection blankets. So if that time comes, come on in and see us, and we'll make sure you get your plants taken care of. Enchanted Gardens is located at 6420 FM 359 near Katy. Enchanted Forest is located at 10611 FM 2759 near Greatwood. And now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I am so lucky here. I get to pick Sherry's brain off air anytime. But you can pick her brain right now at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. I was just talking to her about planting the cyclamen. Joey brought that up from Enchanted Forest.
Mm-hmm.
And interestingly enough, I've never planted them. You know, I'm kind of, uh-huh. I've sort of been going to the go-tos, you know, the violas and the snapdragons and those.
Yeah.
But you brought up a great point. You said, Sandy, okay, when you plant your cyclamen next winter,
uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Don't plant them when I'm planting my fall flowers.
Yeah. I mean, you can. We just have to look at weather.
Right.
You know, nurseries will typically start bringing them in October.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, this October, we were still hot the first 2 weeks.
I was out watering still. Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, some nurseries will kind of hold off until the temperatures break. But, mm-hmm. you know, the 1st of December, the, you know, maybe the week of Thanksgiving is, yeah. like, ideal to plant something mm-hmm. like cyclamen.
Yeah.
Because they need the cooler. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't handle the heat very well.
Right.
And so, yeah, when you next year, when you add that to your garden, just leave a spot when you're doing your October color changeout.
Exactly. And that's what I'm going to do is I'll leave a little spot because they're so pretty. Mm-hmm. They are really very pretty. Mm-hmm. So I'm not quite sure. I've just noticed so many more of them this year, it seems like. I don't know.
You're noticing.
I guess. Because
you're learning.
Because I'm longing. For them. I should have planted
them. We've been selling them for eons.
I know. Like, why wasn't I planting those? So if you want to pick Sherry's brain, you can call her at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And before the break, we were talking about someone who sent a question in. Louise sent a question in on the homeshowgardenpros.com website mm-hmm. where you ask a pro. And his was about peaches.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, yeah, let's talk about citrus trees. And Sherry's like, okay, there's lots of different fruit trees.
Yes.
Some are citrus. Some are, you know, the large pitted, the mm-hmm. apple trees. So fruit trees.
Right.
We're moving into that season where if you have none, you can get them and plant them. Mm-hmm. And if you have some, we're going to need to start caring for them at some
yeah, point. So like citrus, those are tropical fruits, right? Mm-hmm. Those could freeze.
Right.
You know, so we have some varieties that can take our normal winters and some that are a little bit more fussy. Mm-hmm. But our deciduous fruit trees, so things like apples, peaches, mm-hmm. plums, nectarines, you know, those you can plant straight through the winter.
Right.
You know, citrus you can, but you'll have to protect it. The others you don't have to protect. You can plant. There'll be sticks.
Yes.
They won't have leaves.
And you'll say, oh my gosh, they're dead. No, they're not.
They're just asleep. They're right. deciduous. So that's mm-hmm. what they're supposed to do. So you can get those planted now. Mm-hmm. You know, fall and winter is the ideal time to plant our fruit trees.
Okay.
Because that gives them time to get established before the hardest season right. on our plants, which is the summer.
So if you plant them in the fall or winter, you may not have fruit this year.
You'll still get some.
Okay.
You just don't want to let an immature, you know, not established root system tree produce a ton of fruit. And they might try to.
Okay.
So you'll just have to be in control of that. If it,
yeah.
if you see a bunch of little baby fruits on there the first year, mm-hmm. you'll pull 50% of them off.
Oh, good to know.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what I love, and when you brought up about, hey, they're going to be sticks, I love it on my peach tree. Mm-hmm. When, you know, spring starts to peek its head mm-hmm. in February.
Yeah, right.
February, March, and you get those beautiful little buds all over the tree.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, yay, you know, I mean, it just is such a fun.
Yeah, so they're not just edible. They're pretty, too.
Right,
yeah.
right. They're pretty, too. So this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We are talking about buds and not anything that you drink, but we're talking about fruit trees, citrus trees, and now's the time to start thinking about that and planning where you're going to put those. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Give Sherry a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and we'll return after this.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
HomeshowRadio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.